Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes. In this episode, I ask Rick and Molly a bunch of questions surrounding the 2020 election cycle. If you'd like to hear these bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com and become a member today. Hello, New Abnormal listeners. This is Jesse Ken here, and today we have a special episode where Rick and Molly are going to answer some questions about the 2020 election. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Molly.
So I want to first do the question that I think everybody who is a responsible person who discusses politics should do, which is say, did you get anything wrong? Did you think anything that was totally wrong about this election season?
I got wrong a lot, and the thing I got the most wrong was, and I wrote a piece that Joe Biden should drop out right before he won the nomination. He had lost whatever it was. It was two first states. And he was just about to win South Carolina.
I remember that article.
So that was the thing that was the stupidest that I have ever been. So, yes, I'm amazing. Rick?
One thing I got wrong was I thought Bernie would be a lot more problematic for Biden than he was during the campaign.
He was a really good surrogate.
I thought he would snipe from the edges and sort of do a repeat of 2016. And I think that was one of the reasons that Biden was able to get firmly parked in the middle with a lot of the perceptual aspects of how he was in the campaign. He didn't fall into the trap of having to like trying to back and fill on policy stuff.
Right.
So I think I got Bernie's participation wrong. I also got wrong that at some point there would be a diminishing returns level on the sort of alternate reality MAGA world, and we're still living through it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point you were I thought, well, you know, even like Fox is going to have to say, listen, you know, the president's not telling the truth. This is crazy town. Do not get on the train. But they rode it till the very end. I mean, and even now, like the small bits of daylight you're seeing, they're really insignificant in the big picture. But yeah, that was something I would say that I thought that there would be a moment where they would get...
He would lose them?
He waited and they waited until basically about a week before the election, he was getting very cranky about Fox. And he's gotten increasingly cranky about Fox.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. So anyway, next.
What do you wish Dems did different during the 2020 election cycle?
Look, I'm going to say three things I wish they'd done differently. Voter registration. And are you out of your fucking minds? Voter registration.
Right.
Because this is one of those Potemkin villages that often appears in Democratic campaigns and then doesn't happen. Now, in reality, that's one thing I wish they'd done differently. The second thing that we have looked at post hoc, and it's a sort of thing you couldn't have known.
Right.
They, even with COVID, probably should have done some door knocking.
Yeah, well, that's what we've seen, right?
And everyone thought it was a terrible idea, including me. I'm not going to dispute that in the slightest. And so they stayed away from it. And they stayed away from it for all.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.